At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Dallas City leaders today will interview finalists to head the Animal Services Department. The interim leader, Dallas Police Major Barbara Hobbs, and five others will interview with several panels and meet the public in a reception. Finalists from that group will move on to an interview with City Manager T.C. Broadnax. The Animal Services Department went through a major overhaul last year after a pack of loose dogs killed Army veteran Antoinette Brown. Police commanders were installed to overhaul animal services and implement recommendations from a consulting group. The report from Boston Consulting Group estimated 8,700 loose dogs roamed the streets in southern Dallas. Well, after years of contentious debate about the project, the Dallas City Council next week will vote whether to pull support for building a toll road along the Trinity River. The council yesterday spent hours talking about the road and the park that's been proposed in the river basin. Here's Mayor Mike Rawlings.
As we saw it, it got cumbersome, too big, and the legitimate complaint that it was going to impact on the green space, I think, was a fair point, and I just didn't like it.
At least 10 council members indicated they would pull support for the toll road. Councilmember Ricky Callahan, whose district includes Southeast Dallas, still supports the road.
This is a city that's getting huge, like L.A., Chicago, New York. We need one more freeway.
Plans for the park remain in place, but council members argued about whether to create a local government corporation to finish the park. The LGC would have help from a $50 million donation from Annette Simmons to the Trinity Park Conservancy, along with $47 million earmarked for flood control. The mayor, city attorney, and city manager support creating the LGC, but some council members have voiced concerns. The council will also vote on the LGC next week. How's this for girl power? Wonder Woman was the highest-grossing film of the summer, and it was made by a female director, Patty Jenkins. An entire festival of movies made by women is coming to Dallas this month. Our big screen team previews the Women Texas Film Festival with its artistic director.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with Justina Walford, who is the founder and artistic director of Women Texas Film Festival. Justina, thanks for coming back and talking to us.
Thank you.
Justina, how would you define a woman's film? Is it a film made by a woman? Is it a woman's story? It seems like you could go a lot of different directions with that.
I would define a woman's film as a film made by a woman. Directed, written, edited, DP'd, those are like the major ones. We actually also accept films that are composed by women and rarely get a submission. And we do that because there's so few female composers in the industry.
When we talked last year, you said that one of the goals of the festival was to break down this idea that women can only make certain types of movies. And it's worth pointing out, I think, that the biggest film of the summer, Wonder Woman, was directed by a woman, of course, Patty Jenkins. And I know that's just one film, but I wonder if there's any conclusions to be drawn from the success of that movie.
The success of that movie shows that a female director won't fail at a superhero movie, which was for some reason the concern. And there's even rejections by female directors to try that for because of the pressure. And Patty Jenkins stepped up. And it's interesting to have talked to a lot of women who said, oh, if only a woman was on the writing team, it would be even better. And so I think what it showed was that, one, there is a slight subtle difference between a female-directed film and a male-directed film if your protagonist is female. There's just a little bit more of a depth, not to discount someone like Joss Whedon, who can also create amazing female characters, but there is something that definitely there's a little more to the pool with what she's done, and that as audience members, no one's unable to understand it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like men are going like, oh, it's a chick flick. Like, it didn't ever turn into that. And that was really great to see.
Virtual reality has become a big deal at festivals. Looks like you've got a few titles here that fit the VR category. What can you tell us about those?
We have a Dallas filmmaker who actually followed, it's called Homelessness 360, and it actually followed some people in sort of the tent city area. We have This Party Sucks, which is a vampire rave horror. That's why I liked it. It's a vampire rave horror, so I don't have to say anything more about that.
What other reason do you need?
Yeah, so like we'll just stop right there. And then Family Portrait is much more experimental. They use body paint and sort of this sort of surreal set so that it feels sort of animated, and it's really talking about alcoholism and, you know, family dysfunction.
You also have a couple documentaries this year. You have one that's called It's Criminal, A Tale of Two Americas, which is about women in prison. And then there's another one called I Am Evidence, which is about unprocessed rape kits. I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about that film and why you included it.
There's quite a discussion with the board about like what to program, because we're like, we don't want it to be about women's issues. And yet we cannot ignore that many of our submissions were actually about sexual assault. And we picked this one specifically because the unprocessed rape kits is actually a problem, and it proves that you can, the documentary proves that you can find a rapist just by processing a rape kit. So it was really enlightening and heartbreaking to watch.
With this being the second year of the festival, any takeaways from year one that you brought into this year and maybe made this year a little bit easier?
I learned to take more risks. I'm like, you know, if you're going to showcase women who take risks in their filmmaking, I've learned to take the same kind of risks too. And then I've learned to plan a little further ahead, which I'm sure I'll do next year.
Justina Walford, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Women Texas Film Festival runs August 16th through the 20th at Studio Movie Grill in Dallas. Details are at artandseek.org. In the forecast, a high near 90, partly sunny skies as well. Overnight low around 75, 20% chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 93.